What's wrong with macaroons?
I can answer that so easily. Generally, macaroons have coconut in them and are repulsive. So they are not to be trusted.
Therefore, they're made that way.
You could say that about anybody.
You can't.
You could say about anybody that who they become, they're a product of their experiences and environment, but that's still
that's not
who
a product
they are.
Of their experiences and environment. That's their ingredients. That's their DNA.
Exactly.
That's
it's the same as people.
No, it's not the same as people at all. It's not fair to say you can't trust them because of who they are or what they are.
I'm just saying that doesn't change that you can trust them. Perhaps you can say it's not their fault that they were made that way. They didn't choose to be made that way. But
they're
still
just,
like, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I tend to agree that I find macaroons disgusting. But I wouldn't say they're distrustful. I just don't want to hang out with them.
Do you know what? They are, because they look like they'll be nice. But then you eat them and they're disgusting. They're dishonest.
It's not their fault. They don't realize they're being dishonest. They just see themselves as quite an attractive cakey biscuit. You need to give them a break. You need to give macaroons a break. I'm not saying you should try them and like them. I'm just saying, you know what? Leave them alone. They've got their own little corner of the bakery. No one's bothering them. There are people who love them and trust them. I think you just need to give them a break.
Sleep Talking Man obviously understands what I'm talking about.
Well, it may be because of the Republic of Bagel that they're, the macaroons are starting to get a bit uppity and want their own independence. And that's just going to cause complete chaos.
Well, they can have their independence.